This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. It's good to have you with us today. I'm Jane Hamden. Violence in Milwaukee is a series of cycles, anger and dysfunction handed down from grandparents to parents to children, from home to school to street. Today, during Morning Edition, WUWM's Aaron Toner spoke with Monte, a 19-year-old at the Ethan Allen Juvenile Prison for Boys near Wales. He's there for burglary and robbery. He told Aaron his neighborhood is violent and he grew violent.
That's all you know. You 8, 9 years old, you see people shooting and fighting all the time and you there every day. Eventually, you want to start fighting and shooting.
Too much of that fighting and shooting goes on in Milwaukee's 15th district, according to Willie Hines Jr. He's president of the Milwaukee Common Council, and he grew up on the near north side in the neighborhood he represents. He joins us in the Lake Effect studio as part of our Project Milwaukee series of conversations on youth violence in Milwaukee. Alderman Hines, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
You have talked a lot throughout your career and your service on the Common Council about violence in Milwaukee, violence in your district. Let's get to the heart of it. What do you think causes it?
Well, I don't doubt that there are several reasons that individual may say that causes violence. I'm perplexed, to be very honest with you, as an individual that try to resolve issues in a more civil way. It's hard-pressed for me to pinpoint what it is. I will say, though, that I do believe that the individuals who find themselves perpetrating violence and criminal actions towards others, I think it's just rooted in a variety of issues, their inabilities to resolve conflict being one, not being able to control their emotions, just sheer stupidity and ignorance. And not oftentimes understanding the consequences of their actions. So those are some of the root causes, just the frustration, their inability to deal with issues that they can't get their hands around. Then there are just some others who are engaged in criminal activities, if it's selling drugs, if it's using them or getting engaged in or involved in activities that they otherwise shouldn't be a part of.
So the lure of that lifestyle and the money.
I would imagine, the consequences of it is horrifying. The adverse impacts it has on neighborhoods, on individuals, on communities, and then the damage that it does to the person's life that's selling it or even using it. But it falls into the categories of lifestyles and poor decisions, poor choices on behalf of a number of individuals.
You grew up in this city, and you hear a lot of people say, you know, there's always been poverty and there have always been frustrations in the lives of poor people. But what is it, do you think, today that leads people to deal with difficulties in their life with violence, picking up a gun?
Yeah, again, I can never justify or begin to explain why an individual will pick up a gun for violence, but I can say, though, lost sense of hope. Poverty definitely has been around us and been a part of Central City neighborhoods for many, many years, decades to come. People have been impoverished before, but that doesn't have to it doesn't mean that you have to resort to crime or you have to resort to taking individuals' lives as a result of being poor or living in an inner city. I would put them as just in excuses. But I would have to say that individuals must not see the value of their own being or the value of others and the appreciation of life and have not, you know, been a part of environments that will allow them to make better decisions.
At the start of your new term, you called for stronger city leadership. It almost sounded like you were getting ready to run for mayor. Should that strong leadership come from the Common Council? Where should this come from?
Well, I know that the Common Council will continue to demonstrate sound leadership. We will be more active. We will be more engaged. We will be more visible, more vocal. We will speak out loudly and clearly on issues. We will do so in a method and manner greater than what we did last term. And we will challenge others to do likewise, if it's from the mayor to the business community, to the church community, as well as to the community-based organizations. I think when you look at the challenges that we face as a city, well, definitely Milwaukee is a great place. We have a number of great things happening here, but there's too many of our neighborhoods are not doing as well as others. And so I know the council, as it will continue to demonstrate its leadership, it will engage others to, you know, raise the bar, given the challenges that we face as a city.
Well, you mentioned a number of different community groups. Whose responsibility is it to tackle these problems that seem to be escalating instead of going away? What specifically is the responsibility of city government to deal with this?
Well, I think it's the responsibility of each and every one of us to play our role. And I think government's role is to ensure that that's an environment where we're creating an environment conducive for businesses to flourish so they can begin to hire individuals. We must set the tone as it pertains to enforcement and challenging and demanding the police department to become that much more assertive, that much more aggressive as it pertains to fighting crime. And so while we're setting the tone and challenging each different entity to be that much more responsible, I think ultimately the act of violence is the individual. There is individual responsibility, individual accountability. Absent the individuals taking ownership, we must, as a city and as leaders, must be that much more vigilant and create an atmosphere conducive for others, for individuals to succeed and excel, while punishing those who do not play by the rules and commit violent acts.
What in your district have been the most successful approaches or programs or investments that have made positive change?
Well, there have been a number of them. A couple of them, I will say, is, but the Boys and Girls Club have been very, very instrumental and helpful. The YMCAs, they've reached out to families and individuals. Creation of economic development and growth for the purpose of jobs. And so when we look along North Avenue, we look along the commercial corridors where we see a lot of construction activities, it's important to link those job opportunities with individuals who otherwise want jobs. And then bringing training resources to the community. And so we've tried to do a number of things, myself and other members of the council, to deal with those issues by keeping people actively engaged in community-based organizations or trying to link them to employment opportunities.
So you've talked a lot about investment in job-creating businesses and that kind of thing, the economic end of it. What about supporting families, or is it just too difficult to get into whatever the complications are or failures in specific families in your district?
Well, it's hard. I do believe that as we stabilize family environments and families, we can better help stabilize our city and our community. And with that said, I think it's important to support those organizations and agencies, those churches and institutions that help to stabilize families. That's important. But again, while we're funding those agencies and organizations, we still must challenge various departments, the police department, the sheriff department, the policing professionals to be assertive and aggressive, get them the necessary resources they need to deliver those services, and hold individuals accountable and responsible, and then make certain that we're funding to the levels possible, funding those organizations and agencies that offer services to help stabilize not only families but communities. But it can be difficult getting into family units. But again, there are organizations and agencies that does that better than the city. We'll set the laws, we'll set the policies, we'll set a climate, but we'll also try to fund those organizations that can touch the family units, which I believe that if we can stabilize families, we can better stabilize our city and community.
Well, what about that funding? Is it adequate? And is the city directing enough of its available money to these institutions that help support families?
Well, given the resources we have, it's I think we've done a great job. Funding, unfortunately, has been cut at a variety of levels, not only to deal with essential services, both at the state and at the federal level, but we've also lost revenue streams to deal with many of the challenges that we face in our community to deal with family and some of the social economical issues that we face. And so We have to do, we have to work with what we have, and I think we're doing as best we can and welcome the opportunity to partner with others to reach out even the more.
Well, as you look ahead to a new term and you say we need stronger leadership from our end of the hallway there at City Hall, Mayor's office is at the other end, what are you going to do differently in this term to try to address these problems that, that result in such tragedies in our community?
Well, the first thing you'd like to do is try to get ahead of them and try to become more visible and vocal, be in greater contact with those communities, organizations, and agencies that are reaching out. Trying to establish more of a preventative approach rather than coming after the equation, after the problem has occurred. Trying to inform and get the appropriate information into the hands of the residents so they can make better decisions, help take back their neighborhoods and their communities. And so it's been more assertive, more aggressive, more visible, greater level of just being out there. And getting the tools into the hands of those who are on the front line, those who are out there who are trying to stabilize their communities.
As somebody who grew up in Milwaukee and now represents some of the same neighborhoods, what personally do you feel every time there's news of some horrendous act of violence by a young person?
It's troubling. It's very disturbing. You know, you would hope that our young people are better armed to make better decisions. Unfortunately, some of them aren't. Others are doing an outstanding job in doing so. But once again, it really disturbs me when some of our young people aren't making sound decisions. And because again, they're young, and their future, their life, so much life ahead of them that unfortunately some of the poor decisions making that they make today can potentially impact them adversely for the better or for the good, depending upon what type of decision they make. And unfortunately, when one or two are making, or a handful of them are making bad decisions, it hurts not only hurt their lives, but it hurt the victims and others in the community. And so it's really disturbing and bothers me greatly.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. It was an honor to be here. I appreciate trying to tackle this very difficult issue.
Willie Hines Jr. is president of the Milwaukee Common Council. He represents the city's 15th district on the Near North Side, where he grew up, the son of a minister. Just ahead on the program, all across town, branches of the Milwaukee Public Library are safe havens for the city's young people. You're listening to Lake Effect from WUWM.